The Giaour. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org.
The Giaour, a fragment of a Turkish tale, by George Gordon, Lord Byron.
One fatal remembrance, one sorrow that throws its bleak shade alike o'er our joys and our woes, to which life nothing darker nor brighter can bring, for which joy hath no balm, and affliction no sting. Moore. To Samuel Rogers, Esquire. As a slight but most sincere token of admiration for his genius, respect for his character, and gratitude for his friendship, this production is inscribed by his obliged and affectionate servant, Byron. London, May 1813. Advertisement. The tale which these disjointed fragments present is founded upon circumstances now less common in the East than formerly, either because the ladies are more circumspect than in the olden time, or because the Christians have better fortune or less enterprise. The story, when entire, contained the adventures of a female slave who was thrown, in the Mussulman manner, into the sea for infidelity, and avenged by a young Venetian, her lover, at the time the Seven Islands were possessed by the Republic of Venice, and soon after the Arnauts were beaten back from the Morea, which they had ravaged for some time subsequent to the Russian invasion. The desertion of the Manatees, on being refused the plunder of Mizitra, led to the abandonment of that enterprise, and to the desolation of the Morea, during which the cruelty exercised on all sides was unparalleled, even in the annals of the faithful. The Giaour. No breath of air to break the wave that rolls below the Athenian's grave, that tomb which, gleaming o'er the cliff, first greets the homeward-veering skiff, aye o'er the land he saved in vain, when shall such hero live again? Fair clime, where every season smiles benignant o'er those blessed isles, which seen from far Colonna's height make glad the heart that hails the sight, and lend to loneliness delight. There mildly dimpling ocean's cheek reflects the tints of many a peak, caught by the laughing tides that lave these Edens of the eastern wave. And if at times a transient breeze break the blue crystal of the seas, or sweep one blossom from the trees, how welcome is each gentle air that wakes and wafts the odours there. For there the rose or crag or vale, sultana of the nightingale, the maid for whom his melody, his thousand songs are heard on high, blooms blushing to her lover's tale. His queen, the garden queen, his rose, unbent by winds, unchilled by snows, far from the winters of the west, by every breeze and season blessed, returns the sweets by nature given, in softest incense back to heaven, and grateful yields that smiling sky her fairest hue and fragrant sigh. And many a summer flower is there, and many a shade that love might share, and many a grotto meant for rest that holds the pirate for a guest, whose bark in sheltering cove below lurks for the passing peaceful prow, till the gay mariner's guitar is heard and seen the evening star. Then stealing with the muffled oar, far shaded by the rocky shore, rush the night-prowlers on the prey, and turn to groans his roundelay. Strange that where nature loved to trace, as if for gods a dwelling-place, and every charm and grace hath mixed within the paradise she fixed, there man enamoured of distress should mar it into wilderness, and trample brute-like o'er each flower that tasks not one laborious hour, nor claims the culture of his hand to bloom along the fairy land, but springs as to preclude his care, and sweetly woos him but to spare. Strange that where all is peace beside, their passion riots in her pride, and lust and rapine wildly reign, to darken o'er the fair domain. It is as though the fiends prevailed against the seraphs they assailed, and fixed on heavenly thrones should dwell the freed inheritors of hell. So soft the scene, so formed for joy, so cursed the tyrants that destroy. He who hath bent him o'er the dead, ere the first day of death is fled, the first dark day of nothingness, the last of danger and distress, before decay's effacing fingers have swept the lines where beauty lingers, and marked the mild angelic air,
The Rapture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?